Everybody had a wonderful day. Last night we discussed Maariv and Rosh Hashanah, so today we'll briefly discuss the chakras and Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, one of the very strange things that we find. Normally we have a principle in Halacha, and you should think it would be doubly or triply true for Shofar of Srizan Makdim and the Mitzvot, that we should do the Mitzvah of Shofar as early as possible, and we don't, right? We have an entire chakras that could take an hour and a half, and then we have Kriyas HaTorah, and then we have the first set of Tkios, and then we have, of course, Tkios in the context of Musaf. So why exactly do we have that? So based on a Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, the Yerushalmi explains that it's actually very unnatural. It shouldn't be this way, but the Jewish people had to deal with the Gzeira, that the Jewish people very often found themselves as a minority community, and they were constantly under suspicion. And one of the suspicions was that the Jewish people were sounding the shofar, that the Jewish people were about to have a war, and that the shofar is a symbol of calling people to military action. But if Gentiles would come in and see that first they're doing Pesukei Dezimrah, then they're doing Berachos Kriyat Shema, then they're doing Shmon Esrei, then they're doing Kriyas HaTorah, so by Maftir already there's not a war going on, right? They're looking for the exit, okay? So they're saying, when's Kiddush? Okay, so at that point, you could already see that the shofar would be much less of a threatening institution. So that was the takana that was made, the deferred Tkiyas Shofar to much later on, so that there wouldn't be any chashash that we would be seen as instigating or provoking any kind of violence, and that's the way that it stuck for us. But since the Nexera had passed, so then we had the opportunity to do what we call the Tkios de Me'umad and the Tkios de Me'ushav. We could move a set of Tkios a little bit earlier. So after we finish Kriyas HaTorah, Nav Torah, so we have the first 30 kolos, we have the first 30 sounds of the shofar, and then of course we have the shofar which is integrated into Musaf. So optimally, and the Rambam really stresses this point, because it's all part of one mitzvah, we should have the same person do both. So technically speaking, you could have somebody different blow each sounding of the shofar, and that would not be a halakhic problem. The Gemara speaks about Shama Tesha Kolos, the Tesha B'nei Adam Yatsa, that if you only heard 9 sounds on a purely Torah level from 9 different people, that would be acceptable. One of the challenges that comes up is the Gemara wants to know, why exactly do we have this repetitive process of Tkiyas Shofar? We have what we call, again, the Tkiyos de Me'ushav, because technically speaking, you could be sitting down. It's not our minhag, but people actually could be sitting down for the first 30 kolos, and then we have the Tkiyos de Me'umad in the context of Musaf. So, Lama Tokin of Marian Shen Yoshvin, but Tokin of Marian Shen Omdin. That's the Gemara Shanam Dat Tazayan says. So, the Gemara gives a very strange answer. It says, Kedela Arbe Misasatan. We want to confuse the Satan. So what exactly does that mean? So Rabbi Yochanan will suggest, many of the Rishonim, that we have a tradition from Tanakh that Bayomahu Yitaka B'Shofar Gadol, that in Acharis Hayamim, when the Satan will eventually be defeated, so there'll be the sounding of the shofar. So if we, double things up and, we blow the shofar a lot, so the Satan will think, it's here. Bayomahu Yitaka B'Shofar Gadol, and he'll get scared off, and then the Jewish people will all be put in the Sefer Chayim, Bracha B'Shofar. It's an interesting suggestion. Some of the other Rishonim, the Aruch HaShulchan, prefers this answer. Say, no, the Deva Arbe V'Satan is meant to be understood a little bit more conceptually. What that means is that when we're, so passionate about our mitzvos that we do them in, such an abundant fashion, right? We really don't have to do both Tkiyos de Me'ushav and Tkiyos de Me'umad. That's a great cost. That's a great merit for the Jewish people. So you're probably sitting here thinking, but that doesn't sound quite right. We just read in last week's parsha, right, Al-Tosef, you're not allowed to add on to mitzvahs. You can't just say, okay, so we'll do another 30, right? The Rashi said, we saw in last week's parsha, if a person wants to have, instead of 4 parshas in the tefillin, they want to have 5 parshas, or they say, okay, dalet minim, it's not enough for me, so I'm going to take an apple and an orange as well, I'll have 6 to be on the safe side. That's what we call Val-Tosef. So the Bali Al-Tosef asked that question on the Gemara, how exactly can we promote this, right? Lama Tokin Marian Shen Yoshin Tokin Marian Shen. So the Bali Atos has come up with an idea. Not all of the Rishonim accept the idea, but that if you're basically repeating a mitzvah, you're not adding a detail, but you're basically repeating the mitzvah, that's not a problem with Bali Atos. So for example, Bali Atos will say, if a Kohen, is part of a minion factory, so in Israel they say Berkas Kohanim every day. It's not like here, the Rama explains, we only do it on Yantif because we only have Simcha really on Yantif, and the only way that Shechina can be shower is Bitoch Simcha. So in Israel, they have minion factories, and they do Berkas Kohanim every day. So let's say you get the guy who's a Kohen, and there's 17 different minyanim going on in the building, and he's the only Kohen there, so he's going to do, right, Berkas Kohanim. So he's only mitzvah to do it once a day, right? So that's the halacha in Parshas Nasi. The pasuk says, Kosev Arfois B'nai Yisrael Amor L'Hem. But he's not guilty of Bal Tosif, because he's just repeating the same mitzvah. But if he would get up there and start ad-libbing, and after, you know, V'yatsein L'cha Shalom, he would say, Hashem Elokeichem Yosef Alechem Kachan Elof Yamim, V'yvarecheshem Kasher Diber L'chem, so that would be a problem with Bal Tosif, because then he's adding detail. That's the Bal Tosif thing. So the Rashba takes a different approach. The Rashba says the whole entire question of Bal Tosif here isn't relevant. Why? Because Bal Tosif exists, right? It comes from Parshas Va'eschana, that's in Sefer Dvarim. And just a little bit later on in Sefer Dvarim, we have the Pasuk in the Parshas Shoftim, Al Pi HaTorah Asher Yerucha, Ve'al Mishpat Asher Yomru L'cha Ta'asa, Lo Sasar Min HaDabar Asher Yagidu L'cha Yamin L'smol. So we have to follow what it is that our rabbis tell us. If our rabbis are the ones who are telling us that we're supposed to add in a certain number of tkios, so that can't possibly be a problem with Bal Tosif. Bal Tosif, when I come along and I decide willy-nilly that I'm going to start doing extra things. But if Chazal said that it's important, whatever the Arkei Satan means, as we discussed, to do extra tkios, so then that's not a problem. And the Rashba brings a beautiful proof. He says, how do I know this? Because Bal Tikra doesn't apply where Chazal tell you not to blow the shofar either. We all know that the Pasuk says, Yom Tura Yalach. We should be blowing the shofar even if it happens to be Rosh Hashanah Shechalios B'Shabbos. What did we have last year? Rosh Hashanah fell on the first day of Shabbos. We didn't blow the shofar. Why? Because we have a principle called Gzeira D'Rabba, that we're concerned that people are going to start carrying the shofar. Shema Yavirenu Arvavus B'Shazarav. Isn't that a problem with Bal Tikra, the Rashba says? The answer is no, because Chazal told us, the rabbis told us, that this is a situation where we shouldn't blow the shofar. The Yerushalmi thinks maybe it's already Dinda Reis, because Pasuk says Zichron Trua as opposed to Yom Trua. So, again, you know, when we're following what it is our rabbis told us to do, so we don't have to worry so much about Bal Tosif, Bal Tikra. We have two different approaches there between the Balei HaTosfos and the Rashba as to how we're doing and, you know, what we're doing. It's interesting, just one last halacha, that there's a bris milah that interacts with the Rosh Hashanah. So bris milah falls out exactly on Rosh Hashanah, which should come first, Kiyah Shofar or bris milah, what is considered to be the priority in that case. So we would actually do the bris milah first if it was in shul. But it's not in shul, so you don't want to cause a tirchul tzibura and have people have to go to the bris and then come back. But in principle, bris milah would come first for two reasons. First of all, it could be an issue of tadir, that we see bris milah is something that comes up more often than Rosh Hashanah, even though, of course, it only happens one time, hopefully, in a person's life, versus Rosh Hashanah, which happens annually in a person's life. But if you evaluate the mitzvah in terms of how often it happens in Kali Yisrael, so that could have an issue of tadir. There's also a beautiful line that some of the Achronim quote, that in shofar b'li milah, that there can be no shofar without the context of bris milah. So what does that mean exactly? I think the basic idea, the way that I understand it, is as follows, that bris milah represents the fundamental covenant between Hashem and the Jewish people. And shofar, of course, as we know, is a way of reminding Kadosh Baruch Hu of the bris. So the Gemara says, Tiku l'fano b'shofar shel ayil, k'deish eskar lachem akedas Yitzchak ben Avraham. I should remember you in the best possible way. But the beginning of that relationship, of course, started with bris milah. Avraham is the hero of Rosh Hashanah. We talk about Avram the entire time, from the beginning of the holiday to the end of the holiday. Bris Milah came up first in Avram Avinu's life, the end of Parshas Lech Lecha, and then we get much later on to the Akedah. So Bris Milah represents sort of the fundamental covenant, and then Shofar is a way of being Mazgir, reminding a Kaddish Baruch Hu of the special relationship he has with the Jewish people. So on that basis, even if you don't hold to this idea of Tadir, Shenu Tadir, the fundamental relationship is created through Bris Milah. And then shofar is a reminder to Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? Tiku l'fano v'shofar shel ayil k'dei she'ezkar l'cham akedas Yitzchak ben Avraham b'meh v'shofar, that the shofar is an important tool that reminds Hashem of his connection to the Jewish people. But the connection itself is forged by milah, so you would do milah before tikiyas shofar. That would be the primary halacha, as long as it's being done in shul. Rabbi Chananah ben Akash, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Zakos, Shalom, Pitach, Yom,